I'm Marilyn, and you're listening to Five Kicks FM 90.7, your own community radio station here on the beautiful Kangaroo Island. And today we're going to talk to Lauren Briggs about Little Pago, which is an inspiring children's book to turn the tide on plastic pollution from our oceans. And we'd like to say hello, Lauren. How are you today?
Very well, Marilyn. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. So tell us about Little Pago.
So Little Pago is an energetic yet very vulnerable baby sea turtle who lives on Australia's Great Barrier Reef. His favourite activity is to eat, and he sets off on an adventurous journey with his friends in search for food. However, not everything floating in the ocean is safe for a baby turtle to eat. So the book highlights one of the critical threats that our marine life face, which is plastic pollution in our ocean. And when I wrote and illustrated this picture book, I really wanted to inspire children and their parents and grandparents and teachers to challenge the way they use plastics in their lives and to take action. Little Pago is actually symbolic of the welfare of all marine life. And I really want Little Pago to empower children to make a difference in a very real way by eliminating the use of single-use plastics in their lives.
So what poses a risk for sea turtle hatchlings?
So the one which we've spoken is plastic pollution. Other risks include getting entangled in fishing nets, coastal developments that encroach on turtle nesting beaches. And the one I find most fascinating is that climate change can actually impact the natural sex ratios of the hatchlings. But of all these risks, I think plastic pollution is the one threat that we can so easily help to eliminate from having such a detrimental effect on our Australian sea turtle population. And Marilyn, I'm not sure if you know, but actually one in 1,000 baby sea turtles make it to adulthood, which is such a terrible statistic. And so we really hope Little Pago is going to change that statistic.
We really don't stop and think about things we do today to day and how it impacts on it. So why is it important to educate children?
I think that education is the precursor to change. And I think that our children are going to be the next generation who are going to be managing and living on this planet. And so we really need to empower them with the knowledge that so that they can make good choices that impact our environment and really help them to be positive global citizens. And so with this in mind, I've built a dedicated Little Pago website, littlepago.com. And that's been specifically built to provide children with meaningful ways to stop using single-use plastics and be part of the movement for change. There's art activities, there are resources for teachers to use in the classroom in conjunction with the storybook, and most importantly, tips on how to eliminate single-use plastics in the home.
So take three for sea involvement in the book.
They are an amazing environmental organization. They have a simple yet strong message. Take three pieces of rubbish from the beach or the waterway or wherever you happen to be to make a difference. And Little Pago and Take Three for the Sea, together with our publisher, Boolerong Press, we have collaborated to amplify our unified message of eliminating plastic so that it stops causing threats to marine life. And very kindly, Boolerong Press are actually donating a percentage of the sale of each book to Take Three for the Sea's educational programs for Australian children. So you can feel really good if you purchase the book for your kids or your grandkids or for the classroom.
So what are you hoping Australians can learn from the book?
Well, I'm really hoping Australians realise just how powerful an impact that we can have if we collectively take action to eliminate single-use plastics in Australia. And I really hope that the Little Pago narrative offers Australian children the language to really understand that each and every one of us can make a difference, no matter how small the action might be. So it might just be that you now refuse to use takeaway coffee cups and you have your own reusable cup, or your child might decide to use a reusable water bottle and not purchase plastic bottles. I think every little step makes a difference.
So where can Australians go to purchase the book?
Little Paygo can be purchased from all good bookstores, and it can be purchased online from Booktopia and from Boolerong Press. And of course, you can go onto the littlepaygo.com website, and there are links there to purchase the book as well.
Well, hopefully people will get this book and take it on board, because it is so important. What I mean, today we live in a very wasteful society, and yes, plastic has become a huge part of our life where we don't really need to use plastic. We can get by with using other products that will degrade and will incinerate in the ground.
I totally agree with you, Marilyn, and I really hope that people enjoy the book. I think story time with kids is a really beautiful experience, and it's a really lovely way to teach children important messages about the world they live in.
Well, it's great chatting to you today, and hopefully it will make a difference.
Thank you so much, and thanks for your time. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.